The next state representative for, let's see, I got to try to remember. They move these district numbers around. Is it 43rd?
43rd, yeah.
43rd Assembly District, Coach Don Vruwink. Don, how are you?
I'm doing well, Sly. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Boy, we were just talking about what you've worked on. You're a doer.
Well, I try to make my communities better all the time. I was a teacher for 40 years, and I tried to make my classes better every year I taught. I was never satisfied with what I did, and that's eventually led to me getting a couple teaching awards from my student earned awards before I retired.
So. You taught history?
I taught AP history, regular history. I taught government. I taught...
Remind me what AP history is again.
Okay, that's advanced placement history. That's okay. For students who are college bound.
Uh-huh.
And I took pride in getting my students college credit, which quite a few did.
Yeah. So you've been a teacher for 40 years?
40 years. I was 32 years in Milton, and I retired in 2011, but in the last 5 years, I've done 3 long terms at Milton, and I've been there every year, so I've actually had 37 years in Milton.
And you're on the school board?
Yeah. In this last spring election, I got elected to school board. So now my teaching career in Milton is completed because it's a conflict of interest.
Oh.
But I still plan on going into classrooms in other districts around.
Oregon?
In Oregon, I go to Fort Atkinson. I go to...
That's right. I should say Oregon. Because the state is Oregon and the city is Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon. I've done 4 long terms over in Oregon, which was about 2.5 years of teaching full-time over there.
Yeah.
So, and it's a great district.
You still like teaching?
I love teaching, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to run for the assembly, because I believe the state of education needs a voice that can speak from being a teacher and from being on the school board, seeing both sides of the issues.
Well, when I invited you on the show, Andy Jorgensen put in a good word for you. That means a lot to me. He isn't making an endorsement right now, but he put in a good word for you, talking about what a good person you are. And then I went to your website, and you have a whole section on the importance of workers' rights and collective bargaining. So now you have my endorsement, because very few politicians, now you are a politician whether you like it or not, have the courage to say that that's important. Matter of fact, I get plenty of people that come in here and duck it, which I think is wrong. And you have my support.
Well, let me tell you, Sly.
I don't live in the district, but you have my support.
Well, thank you. I believe that it's important for workers and their employees to discuss their working relationships. When I was at Milton High School, I bargained for one of our labor contracts, and we had civil conversations, and we were able to discuss the issues, and I actually got a bargain above the QEO that was set when Governor Thompson was the governor. We had set the QEO, and I think we got a 4.2% raise that year, and we had great civil discussions. I believe that if you get two sides sitting down and they're both realistic, you can come up with good bargaining. And I think it's important that both sides have a say in the workplace.
Well, there's only two routes to go. You can have a society where workers have representation and a seat at the table. If you don't, taxpayers are going to end up having to subsidize people's wages, because with no leverage, workers just can't get by, because there's always that downward... It's always easy to push downward wages, and workers have been coming last for a very long time. But in order to make a good living, you've got to have a good education. And this state has decided to take money out of public education and put it into these unaccountable voucher schools. You don't support vouchers, do you?
No, I'm not. I support public schools.
Okay.
I've been a public school teacher for 40 years. I think public schools do wonderful things for kids. And if you boost teacher morale, it's going to make our students better. And that's part of the reason I'm here, and what I'm running, is that teacher morale is pretty low because public schools have been blasted ever since Governor Walker has taken over. And they do wonderful things. I see it. I've been in 8 different school districts in the last 5 years.
What are you hearing from teachers? You retired. You saw the storm coming in, obviously. And you'd put your time in. But what are you hearing from teachers right now?
Well, when you say retired, I was planning on retiring when I did. So I was fortunate that I was able to retire at the time I did. But what I hear from teachers now is they feel undervalued. They feel like the public doesn't see them for all the things that they do. When I get to the different school districts, I mean, morale is really low, and every school district has needs, and most teachers are looking at. I mean, the teacher contracts don't allow the teachers to move very much, very quickly along the line. You know, they get more education. It takes so many steps now for them to get a raise, and what it costs for them to get extra education doesn't seem to. They don't seem to be compensated.
Well, there. It is not the wages for teachers in most places is not commensurate with their level of education.
Not at all. You know, and I should say in Milton, we recognize the value of our teachers. I voted in Milton. We raised our base pay to $42,000. It's the highest in the area because we value our teachers, and that's why.
Yeah, but what does it cost to get a teacher? And good for you for being better than the average. But I'm still saying that for that level of education, if you had that level of education, you were going to Silicon Valley, you'd have a much higher beginning salary.
Well, most business people that get out, I mean, they make in the 50s or 60s, and you're comparing that to a $40,000
right.
salary. So it doesn't allow a teacher to save any money.
You know what the right wingers say, that you're only working 9 months a year.
Well, there wasn't a year in my 40 years of teaching that I ever just worked 9 months. I did summer school. I went back to school. I did. I was Milton Recreation Director for 12 years during the summertime because I had to supplement my income in order to save any money for where I am now. I mean, there was no way I could save money paying back loans while I was a young teacher, so I needed to do extra things. So to give that idea of 9 months, that's really a fallacy. I don't know many teachers that just work 9 months.
All right. So, what do you think the solution is now? Because you know it's difficult to change anything because the Republicans are sort of entrenched in power in Wisconsin right now, as far as the eye can see. What do you do?
Well, I do think we simply have to keep making the public aware of what what demoralizing public education is doing to education. I mean, university professors are upset. Teachers, if teachers feel good, they give more. It's not about money as much as recognizing the benefit that public teachers do. And I think people will see, and I think they're beginning to see, as I talk to more people, as I travel the district, they recognize that we have to do better in public education.
What else are you concerned about?
Well, I'm concerned about education. I'm concerned about roads. I've visited, there's 15 townships in the district. I've been to 11 town meetings, and every time I leave the town meetings, I always say, remember the roads. I mean, the roads getting to some of the town halls are in very poor condition. One town supervisor said, our rotation is one area of road every 104 years with the money that they're getting. So I hear a lot about the infrastructure building. So public education, infrastructure, and the fire district, you know, I mean, fire issues in the townships are important too. So I think those are the three main things I've been hearing as I've been introducing myself around the district.
So people, and where's the money going to come from? They've made it so tough for local governments to raise any revenue.
Well, and that's the thing. The money, you know, we have to make the education roads a priority. I mean, when I was at city council, every year we got less state aid. The towns, every year they're getting less state aid. And we're seeing more mandates come out of Madison. So we have to prioritize better in our budget of where the money goes. You know, if we have to look at the tax breaks that we're giving and seeing, you know, if we can do away with those and give some money back to education or come up with some plan for raising revenue for transportation. I mean, I think there was a plan there was a study done for transportation, but it was
Secretary Gottlieb put it out there, and then the governor kind of saw the tree branch out from under him.
Right. He never implemented it. The plan seemed like a sound plan, but it was never implemented.
Paul from AMS with us on the Big FM 93.7.
We are having an inventory clearance sale. And we've had some people come in and take excellent advantage of that. And we've got lots and lots of really good equipment left, too.
So your location?
Right near the corner of PD and Verona Road on the southwest side of Madison. You can call us at 608-274-7400, amsmadison.com, or you can even like us on Facebook.
Sounds great. Paul from AMS. Assembly candidate Don Vruwink. The primary is August 9th. This is for the seat where Andy Jorgensen is running for Rock County Register of Deeds. It includes Milton, goes up into Dane County with Oregon. Have you got Edgerton? You have Edgerton all the way over to Whitewater, right? Mm-hmm. A little bit of Jefferson County, too?
A little bit of Jefferson County as well. There's actually three counties, Jefferson, Dane, and Rock County.
Right.
Of course.
Well, actually four. Walworth, too.
Walworth County, too. Yes, four counties.
Right. Okay, so you're running for the Assembly. We had a fun time chatting before you came in here. Tell people about all the things you're involved in.
Well,
what are you most proud of what you've accomplished since you came to Milton?
Well, since I came to Milton, I'm proud of the fact that I coached 90 high school teams, and I took a lot of young people, and I thought I made them better.
You coached how many teams?
90 high school teams in my time when I was teaching. And I tried to make young
football?
People better. Football, basketball for 35 years, softball for 27 years, baseball for 5 years. So, I put a lot of time in with young people because I believe in young people because they're our future. But saying that, I was Milton Recreation Director for 12 years, and I expanded the Milton City League programs from 12 teams to 42 teams in that time. And I only raised the budget $1,000 because I got donations, I got parks built, and I reconditioned equipment rather than buy new equipment. So I was proud of the fact I got more people, more young people involved in recreation in Milton than when I started.
Okay, so you're a doer.
I like to think I am, yes. Yeah.
You built dugouts.
About every dugout in Milton I've had a hand in. I raised money for, had a hand in creating those and building the parks.
The only question I have is, are you going to get frustrated in a building where it's very hard to get anything constructive done right now because of lobbyists? And you don't strike me as an ideologue. You're not a left-wing ideologue. You're certainly not a right-wing ideologue. Do you know what you're getting into?
Well, I think I do because my cousin Amy was in the legislature for five terms or 10 years, and I understand her frustrations that she had some time. But I look at the fact that if I get there, I understand what I'm getting into, but I want to see if I can find some consensus because I would have no problem working with the other party on issues that I feel we could come to some kind of common ground with. And that's my goal, is to at least create awareness. And we do have a governor's race coming up, and I think we can change things if we create some awareness.
I mean, it's so strange that Wisconsin almost has two electorates, the one in the presidential years and then the one in the off years. You know, it's tough.
It seems in the presidential years we see a lot more voters, so it makes a big...
And your cousin is a great example of that, right?
Exactly. She's in a district... She's always been in a district that has more Republican voters than Democratic voters. But if you also knew her, she carried more Republican voters than any other Democrat in the state in her district because of how she works across the aisle, and she gets things done for her constituents. But in the last election cycle, when there wasn't a presidential election, Democratic voters didn't come out, and she got beat in the district. So, that's what I fear is in a primary, that voters won't come out.
August 9th, a couple years ago, they moved the primary from September to August. There were a couple reasons for that. But, there aren't going to be many people, though. So you're going to be out knocking on people's doors, huh?
I have a plan to knock on, the doors in every community. And, August, it strikes me as a bad time because a lot of people are on vacation. September, people are back from school, and I think you would get more voters. So I wish the primary was later, but we have to deal with when it is.
Have you thought about if you were to get elected, what kind of committees, what you'd like to focus on?
Well, I'd like to focus on education, agriculture, because agriculture is a big part of my life. I grew up on a farm, and our family farm back home.
Oh, that's where. Well, so Andy Jorgensen grew up on a farm as well.
Yeah. Our family farm right now, where my dad grew up, is my cousin Philip is farming it. Him and his wife and his stepson, and they're farming 1,000 acres. It's really kind of neat to see how the change from when my dad was there to where it is now. So farming agriculture is a big part of me,
right,
and it's a big part of Wisconsin. So education, agriculture are two things that are very important to me.
Do you ever sit down? Well, you're sitting down right now.
Well, if you look at over my life, I always have to have a project. I always have something to do. The last project I've done is a Veterans Memorial in Milton, where I helped others raise...
Tell us the story of that.
Well, 3 years ago, I had a fellow teacher who came back from Germany, West Sisson, who we knew his family, approached me and said, you know, I've researched where all these people from Milton are buried and where their graves are. And he said, you know, we could get a Veterans Memorial started. You know, I have all the research we could put in our Milton house, and we could let families know where everybody is. So I took it to my recreation committee, and we got it passed. And I got individuals like Dick Fry and Jared Goodman, who fought in Vietnam, involved. And they have done a great job raising money for the memorial. And it's really taken off in the last 3 years. We just raised... about $15,000 to put a security system in the memorial. And so if you've never seen it, all of you should go to Milton and take a look at it.
So in this this kind of hyper-partisan era that we're in, Dave Considine up in the Sauk area, you know, he said he was going to get people together and, you know, try to get people out of a situation where they're not cloistered with everyone that they agree with. Are you going to try that? What are you going to try?
Well, I've been a consensus builder. I'm going to be myself. I mean, on city council, I didn't always agree with the people I worked with, but we were able to sit down and discuss. And I sometimes came to see their way, and they came to see mine. I think if you're around me enough, you know I can be a persuasive individual. If you're around me enough, because of all the experiences I've had over my life. So I'm hoping that I can be someone to persuade people who are on the fence to maybe see things in a better light.
Okay, so and you have some pretty significant endorsements.
Yeah, I'll be adding a number of them at the end of the week when I turn my signatures in. But yeah, I've the school board president. I've had all my former superintendents, all my former principals that I've worked for. I've got the mayor of Edgerton, the police chief of Edgerton. Senator Cullen, who I admire because he was one that liked to compromise and get things done. So, yeah, and I still have a lot more, and I'm not going to say in the air because I'm going to announce them later this week.
Right. Okay. If people want to help you, how do they go about it?
Well, if people want to help you, they can go to my website. Don Ruing for Assembly. They could find it on Facebook if they'd like.
Yeah, we better spell this for people, okay? Because it's not a usual name, right? Maybe up in central Wisconsin, all right?
Well, most people say Ruwink, and it's Ruwink. There's a U that is
Ruwink. Ruwink,
yes.
Ruwink.
Yep. Ruwink, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's Ruwink, and it's Dutch.
It's a Dutch name, yes.
Yeah. All right.
So it's a name people remember once they hear it enough times.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yes, they do. Well, good luck in this.
Well, thank you. I'm going to be working hard. I've been every day. I'm going somewhere. Today I'm here, but I was also over in Edgerton today talking to people. So every day I'm somewhere.
All right, Don. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks. I hope that's not the last time I come on.
Oh, it won't be the last time you come on. Don Ruwink is with us today on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Slysoffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.